Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2012. The main event this month is, of course, the long-awaited transit of Venus. This is the second of two transits of Venus that come along just like buses, and the next one will not be for another 105 years. The transit is when the planet Venus appears in front of the Sun, as seen from the Earth. The shadow of the planet appears to flit across the Sun's surface over a number of hours. Unfortunately, the UK is not well placed to view this transit, as the transit begins in the middle of the night UK time. However, we are able to see the last hour or so. On Wednesday, June the 6th, the day of the transit, the Sun rises in Ipswich around 04:37 BST, and the transit will continue until approximately 05:48 BST. So if you get up nice and early and can safely see the Sun, you might have a chance to see the transit. Don't forget, you mustn't look at the Sun directly, even though it is low down. The safest way to view the Sun is to project the image from a telescope onto a piece of white card, and look at the projected image safely. Right, now on to the Moon. Full Moon this month is on the 4th of June, and New Moon is on the 19th. So the best time to look at the Moon through a telescope is between the last and first quarters, at any time from the 15th to the 24th. This is because you want the Moon to be lit by the Sun from the side rather than full on, as it is at full moon. So to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters so that you can see them better. Saturn and Mars are about the only planets in favourable positions to view this month, except of course Venus, as we talked about before. Although Mercury may be seen just after sunset at the very end of the month. The best time to see Mars is at the beginning of the month, still in the constellation of Leo the Lion, which is in the southwest, around the 1st, around 10 PM. Saturn is still a spectacular sight throughout the month, and may be found just to the south of Mars, at roughly the same height above the horizon. It is in the constellation of Virgo, and may be found just above the brightest star in Virgo, called Spica. If you have binoculars, or a small telescope, then the rings of Saturn are a spectacular sight. You should also see the largest moon of Saturn, called Titan. There are no notable meteor showers this month. Besides, with the longer days and shorter nights, it would not be very easy to see them. And now, as usual, onto Constellation Watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations. The Cygnus family, that I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus the Dolphin, and Sagitta the Arrow, and the summer triangle formed between the three bright stars Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila the Eagle. The Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of the year, not only because of the brighter sky, but the Milky Way lies flat across the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star may be found in the handle of the plough, the second star in from the end. If you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out two stars simply by looking at it. These stars are called Alcor and Mizar. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars worth looking at. These are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, just look out for Mars and a bit to the right, and Albireo, in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or a sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshops. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.